Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Before your eyes, there it is, a grand surprise. It's the Warhammer. Welcome to Warhammer Radio, folks. Glad to have you with me on a special Friday night drunken edition of Warhammer Radio. Woo! It's good to be back, baby, on our Take America Back edition of the Warhammer. Yeah! The chat room is open. I don't care what you're doing there tonight. Beat the hell out of each other. Treat it like a hockey game. I don't care. We have got a guest call-in number. I don't have any guests. Let's face it. This is Warhammer Radio. We don't like people. Well, I don't like people. I used to be a people person, but people effing ruined that for me. Call-in number is 657-383-1757. And if you happen to be a far left, inbred, subhuman, anti-American piece of crap, you can give me a call on our hotline, 657-383-1757. Human beings can call 657-383-1757. We're going to jump right into the show because after 8 years of anti-American Barack Hussein Obama, whose real name is Barry Satoru, but he changed it to Barack Hussein Obama, because Barry Satoru just sounded too American. In his un-American bullshit, basically 28 days listening to the media and the liberals complain about President Trump. And they can sit down and shut up, because they've got no reason to complain. Obama committed sedition and treason from day one. The media said nothing. Congress did nothing. Obama is still committing sedition and treason even after he's left the White House, and nobody has said or done a damn thing, because he was the first biracial president. That's right, I said it, biracial. He wasn't the first black president. He was half white. He was biracial. He was not the first black president. The man couldn't even play basketball. All he could do was go to his left. That being said, let's move right along, because it is time that we took America back. As the liberals like to say, there are laws in this country. The Constitution just happens to be the dividing light, the conquering light, the rule of law in this country. And as Barack Obama liked to say, hey, elections have consequences. I won, meaning Donald Trump won. So those of you who don't like it, sit down and shut up. Life's a rock. If you don't understand how the Electoral College works, you should have paid more attention in school. We keep dumping more money into these progressive lands of Oz, and obviously it's not paying off because you people are retarded. So let's start with the Declaration of Independence, shall we? It reads, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Meaning, if government ain't doing the hibbity-dibbity the way we want them to do it, then we need to separate ourselves from the government. Because the government is empowered by we the people. And this government has derailed itself about four decades ago. And my name is Paul, and fuck y'all. It's time for the government to go. They no longer govern with my consent. Do they govern with yours? I doubt it. I don't think they govern with many people's consent left in this country. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to those of you on the left, that means you are entitled to life, meaning to be born, not to be aborted. Liberty, meaning to be free. And the pursuit of happiness, meaning you're free to pursue what makes you happy, provided it does not tread on other people's rights. It does not mean you're guaranteed to be happy. It doesn't mean you're guaranteed to be successful. Not everybody's a winner. Some of you are losers. Sorry. Not everybody gets a trophy. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. I no longer give my consent to the government. F you. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. What that means, liberals, is we tend to put up with a lot more shit than we need to. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces to design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government, meaning kick their mothers out, and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain, or the current Congress and Supreme Court of the United States of America, is such that the repeat in usuries and usurpations, all having a direct object, the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let the facts be submitted to a candid word. Yo. That means word to your mother. Congress and the Supreme Court have refused to assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. Obamacare is an example. SCOTUS illegally rewrote it after Congress illegally passed it, and it doesn't fit the Constitution. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. Meaning, states have got no jam. Screw the 10th Amendment. Congress, SCOTUS, and POTUS give no cause to the governors and the states. They don't care. They don't have to. He has refused, he being Congress, SCOTUS, and the president, has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. Remember Nancy Pelosi saying we have to pass the bill to see what's in the bill? That kind of crap. Remember the House of Representatives under Paul Ryan passing bills to get rid of Obamacare, defund it, and make it go away? Passed five of them, knowing that Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro, whatever the fuck his name was, would veto them. But since Trump's taken office, they haven't even brought a bill to the floor to do away with Obamacare. Why? Because Trump had signed that. That's why. He has called together legislative party bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. Barack Obama held meetings in funny places with strange people just to torture them. Trump is having a hard time getting Congress to do a damn thing. Congress is FUBAR. Google it. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. Well, Obama did his best to use his pen and his phone to do as he damn well pleased. Trump is using his pen to roll back all the stuff that Obama did, but he got legislative approval to do so first. So my name's Paul, and fuck y'all on the left that are whining. He has refused for a long time after such disillusions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise. The state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions from within. Basically what this means is our do-nothing government is allowing the leftists to run amok and destroy things, and we are not punishing those government officials who are in power and allowing it to take place. Did you people know that there were over 15,000 employees in the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and most of them are involving themselves in riots and running amok, trying to destroy the Trump agenda? Hell yes, we need to fire these people. The entire EPA and Department of Education need to go. Period. Done. End of story. Kick them out. Kaput. He has endeavored to preserve or to prevent the population of these states for the purpose of obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migration hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. Yes, we have a president who's actually trying to enforce the immigration laws, and we have courts that are obstructing that. It's time we the people kick some ass. Congress and SCOTUS need to go. And these lesser demons in the lower courts need to be run out of town. Set their gowns ablaze and kick them out. Oh, they should be wearing their gowns while they're ablaze. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. That means Congress has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing to enforce the rule of law and impeach these judges that are arbitrarily and capriciously enforcing laws or are enforcing laws that they're just making up. Paul Ryan needs to have his ass handed to him and be booted out of Congress, along with a great deal of other people, including Nancy Pelosi, whose little article about her trail of shame and degradation and corruption is posted in the chat room. Congress and Barack, Milhouse, Hussein, Obama has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of government officers to harass people and eat out of their substance. What that means is he's not putting their tongue in the holiest of holes. They're sticking their hands in our wallets and stealing us blind. They've kept among us in times of peace standing armies known as the militarized police, using all of the former military equipment that we used in places like Afghanistan and Iraq, the stuff that we didn't leave for ISIS, so that they could run over people here, shoot people here, and generally be a pain in the ass to law-abiding Americans. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to civil power, which is against the law and unconstitutional. Congress has done nothing because Speaker Ryan has got no balls, combined with others, to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, given his assent to their acts of pretended legislation, meaning bowed and scraped before the United Nations and acted as if they ran our country. Once again, that no chin asshat McConnell and that ballless Speaker Ryan did nothing. They have imposed taxes upon us without our consent, including Obamacare. They have deprived us in many cases of the benefit of trial by jury. Ask anybody who has been locked up under the auspices of the National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, despite the fact that the traitorous, treasonous, warm-tongued Senator John McCain and Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoru, or whatever the fuck that Kenyan Muslim's name is, said, oh, no, we won't use that on Americans. Well, guess what? They did. And worst of all, McCain said that we'd never use that on Americans after he had had a woman, CIA operative, locked up for 3.5 years, lying and knowing full well it had already been used on Americans. Stay with me, folks. For transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses. Oh, you know, the secret CIA prisons around the world? Yeah, that stuff. Where chinless, drool bucket needing McConnell and ballless Ryan did nothing. For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamental forms of our governments, such as the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. You know, with the Small Arms Treaty, Hillary, Barack, Boehner, anyone? For suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases? Who has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us? Who has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, and burned our towns? Ferguson, anyone? He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny. Hello? Muslim invading armies, anyone? He has excited domestic insurrections among us, has endeavored to bring the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Muslim savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these operations, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble of terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered by repeated injury. And the Supreme Court of these United States of America has said that although the Constitution states that we have the right to petition for redress of grievance, Congress has no responsibility to respond to those petitions. Why? Well, frankly, it wasn't written into the Constitution. And even though logically it makes sense, if we petition for redress of grievance, they should have to respond. They don't have to. Because, well, that just makes too much damn sense. That would be like an inmate on death row being allowed to appeal his death sentence. But, you know, having no court to appeal it to. Yeah. So it's time to take America back. It's time for us to do it because our government certainly isn't going to do it because they're the fucking problem. So it's time for us to begin the process of taking our country back. Millions of us need to assemble in the Capitol Mall, have the trucks from Lowe's and Home Depot back up, and begin to unload lumber and screws and great lengths of rope and hinges. And we need to begin to build mass gallows. And when they ask us what we're doing, we need to tell them. We're preparing for the hangings. We're just going to start dragging people out and hanging people. We're going to start with the Democrats, Then we're going to start with the liars on the Republican side, the John McCain's and the Lindsey Graham, the same-sex senators like that. You know, we're not going to do the sane ones like Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Ron Paul, the people who understand and adhere to the Constitution, the Louis Gohmerts. But let it be a warning to everybody new that gets elected, because they're going to stand out in front of the Capitol. And we'll be back if you people go awry again. This is Warhammer Radio. Thank you for being with us. Remember, you can telephone in, you can tell a friend, you can telegraph, but please tell others about our show. God bless you, and God bless America. Oh, and God bless this fine Kentucky bourbon.
I don't know if you can, but can you get an owner for Ons? That's O-N-S Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out, and it's like a free-for-all here, and the owner should be to come down here and see if he can secure his business.
Store. I finally got all that alcohol I can't afford. With red light flashing, time to retire. And then we turned that liquor store into a structure fire. Next stop we hit it was the music shop. It only took one week to make that window drop. Finally we got our own PA. Where do you think I got this guitar that you're hearing today? Hey!
Trying to kill them. 'Cause I'm alive, I'm a live illegal.